Of Trade Week, week one, and we're talking Mason Cox and Grant Birchall. It's a very good point. There's not a hell of a lot cooking at the moment. Whispers are going to get busy. When's it going to start to zing? When we get, we just won't be able to keep up with all these trades. Bing, 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 bing.
No, there's a lot of things that haven't happened yet, so it has to get busy at some stage, maybe early next week. I would think that St Kilda want to get their deals done as quickly as they possibly can. And we did want to talk to Ben Nile, too, about Jordan De Goey.
We still will. We can't. His phone is engaged, so we assume he's... We'll get him in with Mike Sheen.
But we've got a very special guest with us.
Well, I just wanted to say we want some trades getting done because I've got a box full of feathers here. I've got to stick them into some caps. Otherwise, we'll be stuck with them. I spoke to you before the ad. This is a great response in the fact that no Ben Nile, but we've got Dogger from Brisbane, who we only know as Dogger from a text machine because he sends us plenty of texts throughout the course of a morning, and he's down here to run in a marathon. So in a couple of minutes to eight, he's on. We're going to get him on. Go, Dog.
Thank you very much, Gary. Thanks, Whisp, for having me.
Great to have you. You're down for a marathon.
Yep, running the 2019 Melbourne Marathon for Pucker Up. I did my first one in July. I ran the Gold Coast Marathon, so I thought I'm going to run one for a good cause.
Fantastic. And you've had some challenges in that area as well, so you're a great appreciator, of as many of us have, of Pucker Up and the work that Wayne Schwosh is doing.
Yes, yep. I do have depression, and I do take medication, and I do see a counsellor, and I understand the ins and outs of mental health, and also suicide prevention is a huge thing that I'm advocating.
Yeah, it's a fantastic thing you're doing, mate. We appreciate it, and we love your support. You've been an SEN man since day one, you're telling us?
Yeah, day dot. That's me.
and used to go to Windy Hill and watch the Bombers play too, didn't you, Dog?
Sure did, mate. I'm a Bomber through and through, fourth generation. I had no option, really. It was either leave home or...
Yes. And you had the number five on your back, and somehow you... I don't know, Wispy's turned this around about himself, but he ended up... You got a 32 won you over.
Yes, well, that's correct. That was my first ever footy memory, going to Windy Hill with the grandpa and leaning over the fence to throw the ball back, and the great number 32 came running down, and I was able to lean over the fence and tap him on the back, and then grandpa decided, well, you can get a badge for that. So I had the little Wispy badge on, and it was... Away we go.
So he turned up at the game. This is extraordinary. He turned up the game with number five on the back of his Essendon jumper, and he left the game with number 32 stitched on the back of his jumper. He ripped the number five off.
No, Tim. He left the game.
Isn't that right, Dogger?
Yeah. We were too poor, mate.
Hey, Dog, it's great to see you. As I said, we love our audience. We connect. I'm just showing you how it all works, and to put the face to the name is fantastic, and we wish you well for the marathon on Sunday, raising money for Pucker Up. So, great stuff. Good to see you.
So if you go to GoFundMe, Runs in a Run, and if whatever you can spare, it's going to an absolute fantastic cause.
We'll check in on Monday and find out exactly how it went. We can't give you any advice, sadly. We'll try and get Kane Corns on. He can sort you out. He does one for fun. It's coming towards 8 o'clock. Is it a sad day for us or not?
Well, it is. It's a really sad day. It's a really sad day. This is the last time that we're going to have Mike Sheen on with us this year.
I don't believe that.
He's come loaded,
though. I'm going to negotiate him to extend himself to see whether we can get a deal done on air.
He's loaded today.
He's loaded. He's up after the 8 o'clock news.